been wasted in a long time. But tonight it feels just fine. Riding home with the windows up, along with a plastic cup of real good wine. When I get out of this hole, I'm going to Tupelo. There's a girl down there that'll treat me fair. Blistering. There ain't no one from here that'll follow me there. No, there ain't no one from here that'll follow me there. She said there's nothing left talk about. At my age, I should have figured out which drawer to put the good knives in. The wars between the weekend store and playhouse down. Kept her close, way too close to me. Never lived up to my memory. Driving fast with the windows down, a past I don't belong to now, mystery. I get out of this hole, I'm going to Tupelo. There's a girl down there that'll treat me fair. So there ain't no one from here that'll follow me there. No, there ain't no one from here that'll follow me
at the Black Deer Festival, talking to one of the organisers, Deborah.
Hello, Lee. Great to see you.
Yeah. So how did this all happen? Because this is the first year for the Black Deer Festival.
Yep, it's our first year. Been a bit of a roller coaster the last 18 months. Came about with a conversation that Jill was having at a party. Jill's my business partner, with retired businessman Colin Lloyd. They were talking about festivals, and Colin said, "Do you think you've got one more festival in you?" And we knew that Colin was a country music fan, and that was really exciting for us because, you know, we knew that there was a gap in the market as such to create something in a, you know, the thing that we love doing is a greenfield space. And to create a beautiful festival in for a genre that really wasn't being catered for in that way, and that's where it all started, really.
I mean, it's a beautiful setting, and I can imagine the deer running wild here. I mean, have you done something here before?
As a company, we've been working with this estate for the past 4 years, managing the process for the estate. you know, if any events come in or festivals come in, then we're the conduit between the festival and the estate. So we know it really well. We've got the licenses in place here. So yeah, it's a very, very familiar space to us, and it's one that we love. It's just an outstandingly beautiful setting.
So how long does it take to set up a festival, you know, for building it, basically, before it opens up to the public?
The actual build process takes, well, a couple of weeks, really, to build this site, a bit less. But the planning, obviously, is you know, is a much longer process. Probably it's taken us about 19 months, something like that.
Because obviously there's different styles of country music, and you seem to have gone for the Americana roots side of country. Is there a reason for that?
Well, mainly because I prefer it.
It's a good enough reason.
No, it's not just that. I think. I mean, there is a preference there that both Jill and I love the more roots based music, and we love authentic country music. Jill has a real affinity with the country genre because of, you know, she grew up with it in her house. It was always played, and her brother Chris performed in a band, and sadly he's not with us anymore, and so partly this festival is a tribute to him. So, you know, it was always sort of Johnny Cash and Waylon Jennings playing in the house, and you know, those kinds of artists. So that's the side of country that we love, really.
Well, I see tonight you've got Kiefer Sutherland on. You know, we all know him as the actor from 24 and all the other TV series he's done, and now Turn Country. Was that a good coup to get him here?
Yeah. Really good, actually, and he's got a great voice, which is brilliant.
Yeah.
I honestly, there's a real buzz around Kiefer, and I that space in front of that main stage is going to be absolutely heaving.
Well, it's pretty good now.
Yeah, no, it is, but it's going to be even more heaving.
down won't do. I'd rather sip my whiskey and buy a round for you. But if you insist on fighting, well, you may be sorry, son, 'cause you're messing with a veteran of kicking ass for fun. This is how it's done. Now this is how it's done.
So who's the top of the bills today and tomorrow?
So top of the bill, obviously, is Iron and Wine. We've got Eric Bibb. There's also, because we've got six or is it seven stages? I think it's seven stages. You know, they've all got their own vibe. So we've got a roadhouse where we've got custom motorcycles, and there's some, you know, quite sort of more heavy bands, if you like. So we had the Picture Books playing last night, who were absolutely brilliant. And then we've got a band called Johnny Cage and the Voodoo Groove, who are headlining the roadhouse tonight. And there's going to be dancers, and it's, yeah, the place is going to be rocking.
They're going to be busy later tonight.
Yeah. And then another band that I can't wait to see is Whiskey Shivers. Yeah, do you know Whiskey Shivers?
No, I haven't seen them. I've heard of them.
Yeah, great fun. Eric Bibb, who I've just mentioned, and I've also just seen playing an acoustic set in the Under the Apple Tree songwriter sessions that we're running on one of the stages. And he's just an amazing blues artist.
I see tomorrow Jason Isbell, which is just a great name.
I'm so excited about Jason Isbell. It's Isbell, we have to say, don't we?
That's right.
We've been corrected a few times. He's absolutely brilliant. I don't know how many Grammys he's won now. Is it two or three?
It goes on and on.
Yeah. So he's somebody that we will definitely be watching ourselves tomorrow.
That's great. So is this plan to carry on for a certain amount of years?
Absolutely. Yeah, we've set out our stall now. This is what we want to create on an annual basis. You're not getting rid of us. We're here to stay, hopefully. The estate want, you know, are very happy for us to continue putting the festival on here. We've had amazing feedback from the artist management. All the artist management have been so overwhelmed by what we've created for their acts to play at. So I think the word will spread and this will just grow now.
Yeah, oh, very much so. I mean, it's been the talk of the town.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Which is really nice. So we've been pushing it on the radio, and a lot of people I know have come. So
brilliant. That's
obviously
brilliant.
Like every when you, and also the weather, you couldn't have ordered this, could you? I mean, it's just brilliant, the weather.
Perfect. We've had sunshine and now it's a bit overcast, which is just lovely because there's a few burnt faces out there.
Yeah.
we've lucked out with the weather, but it's not been too hot. It's been just right.
Obviously, with the summer, you're obviously going to get competition from the Isle of Wight festivals on, and there's other small little festivals around. But there's enough people, you know, in different parts of the country, which is good. It's not locally.
Yeah, absolutely. And a number of our artists have hopped on the ferry this morning, and are performing at the Isle of Wight today. So, and vice versa, you know. So it's sometimes it works really well to have.
Well, it's good. Yeah.
Another big festivals for routing, you know, so it's
good. Yeah, obviously you've got sponsors behind it this year, and that will develop and get bigger, and it'll just go on and on. Good luck to you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for inviting me down.
It's a pleasure. I hope you enjoy the rest of the show.
I will do. Thank you.
Yeah. forever.